Welcome to this episode of No Blasters with me and that. All right, Thon. It's me, Kieran Bartlett, your old pal. Old fucking tubs of fun. He loves it, right? Old buckets of meat. That's me. Ma Bartlett joins us today. How are you, Sheila?
Very well, thank you.
She sat here for the last 10 minutes rinsing me about being late.
Yeah, and then an hour late. We're now an hour late.
Do also fuck up, though, because we're not really. I did say, if I say to you, aim for after half two, it really means a quarter to three.
Well, I have seen you going to meet me. I have a meeting at 11. I need to be there, and you're there. But just because you need to hang around.
I am frequently late to everything.
Well, then, and it's bad manners.
Some people say it's bad manners. I would say, do you know what I would say? There was a fucking double-decker bus.
Oh, my God, that's
stopped,
the best excuse ever.
Stopped.
Nobody has seen it. Nobody has seen the double-decker bus.
I would have taken a photo of it had the police not been literally crawling all over the place. Do you know where the double-decker bus was? Stuck across the fucking junction of Black's Road and the motorway. So the only way you could get on from where I was coming from was to go into a lane where traffic is also turning right and scoot in and squeeze in and get there. That's what it did to get here today. And then do you know what it did? I took a wrong fucking turn and I was on my way to Glengormley out of habit. And I had to turn at Fort William and come back like a dickhead.
Well, now that's your
because
problem.
Do you know why? I was stressed about being late for you, Sheila. Thought I was going to get fucking backhanded anyway.
Aye, you know. It didn't backhand you enough. That's what's wrong with you. I love you.
Didn't backhand me enough. We'll have some notes here. Wee things that we should talk about. I want to get straight into these. So,
well, the first one nobody would believe. Right?
That
first one?
That one?
No. The first one on the next page, nobody will believe. But this actually happened.
All right, go ahead.
Right? You look at me, I would say I'm slightly overweight. But one day, my daughters and myself, your sisters, we decided we weren't going to any more slimming clubs. We were going to do it online. Right?
How did that work out?
It didn't work out because Ailing was doing the computer. And she put in, what height are you, Mummy? Put it in, 5'4". Put it in. What weight are you? I'm not telling anybody what I said to that. But immediately flashed up on the screen. Stop now. Seek medical help. You are grossly underweight. God, I was delighted. She put in I was 54 foot tall. And that is God's truth.
That'll fuck up
so,
your
but
BMI.
But it was the one thing that I will always stand by, that at one stage in my life I was told that I was underweight. Grossly underweight.
I lie to the doctor when they ask me my height. I always say I'm 6'2", you know, so that my weight makes more sense. You know, oh, well, you have a wee bit to do, Karen.
That's on the phone.
I lie to them in real life. I'm wearing a pair of Chloe's heels.
Right, well, that was the first thing that was on the wee list.
The thing that I wanted to talk about off the wee list is a wee thing that you've done a few times. Well, actually, no, sorry, you've done that. You did do this once. One day, Mum called me into the living room. I was in, this was during PhD times, wasn't it?
Probably.
I was in doing my important research work that changed the world, right? Finding out who edited the fucking newsletter between 1855 and 1858.
Ably supported by me.
I know, right?
Thank
yeah.
Thank you. Oh, right. Me sitting like an idiot reading it out to you.
Hold on a week.
You typed it in.
There was a data entry task, and yes, for a few days you assisted me, and you wanted a credit.
Anyway, I got it, didn't I?
You did fucking get it. It's in the fucking book.
I know
it?
That.
I get called in away from a fucking. Nobody would read it. Why would they read it? Who's interested in it?
I thought it was a very interesting thing.
It is interesting, but nobody cares anyway. It's not as interesting as your fucking iPhone, though, is it? I mean, what are you gonna do? Read a book about old newspapers or play Flappy Bird, like, or whatever the fuck it's called. Anyway, I don't know what the current gaming app would be, Sheila. I don't know. So there's one called Among Us. It's meant to be quite popular among the cool people today, but I'm too busy playing Wordle. Yesterday's was a her, wasn't it? Trait, anyway. So I got it though, with one guess left. I admit, I get Wordles. Like, I just
Wordles
get
Wordles ain't good at. I'm very good at Wordle. Quartle now's a different story.
Quartle's a fucking...
Quartle, I have to draw
Quartle is? People want it. Quartle is four Wordles running at once. It's Wordle for people who can't cope. That's what it is.
One of them today was Raja. R-A-J-A-H. And they said it was an Indian word, but it's not spelled the way it should be, because even Indian people wouldn't get it. That's what the actual clue said. Because I had to go under the clue, because I wasn't going to mess up the streak I have, because it's like 79 or something I have on Quartle. Anyway, really, what did you get called in away from your PhD?
I got called out of my important work to come in and see something that happened in the street. That this mad bitch tried to get me to see it by rewinding real life with a Sky remote. Come here, do you see us here? Hang on. What are you doing? This guy over here was just... It was funny the way he got up. He knocked his own window weird.
No,
and
it wasn't. It was a guy came to deliver something.
Somebody...
But instead of knocking the knocker on the door, he put his hand... He was a big tall guy. 54 foot tall.
Yeah.
And he knocked the top of the door. Very top of the door. And
he
I
was
just
so
wanted
underweight.
Somebody else to see it.
He was so underweight that he didn't know he was wrapping
and
up.
And I have also tried to...
Zoom in on a real photo.
On a real photo.
On an analogue photograph.
Right, well, all right.
Like an actual photograph and going, I don't know, does anyone else's mum zoom in on stuff like this? I don't use my tongue to zoom in.
You use it for everything else. God, you listen to it, it never stops wagging. It's like a bell.
Let's get through your next wee note here. Has anything mad happened to you since the last time you were on this?
Yes, I've been in hospital and everything. I'm sore back. That's why. And that's and then it was on, because that's just what you
she
want to tell them.
She has a GoFundMe page. What?
I was in hospital with a very, very bad back, and they gave me all these tablets, and this is where he's got all these notes from. Because
in
when
fairness,
I was high with all the tablets,
she
was
she was absolutely off her ditties. They had, you were on, like, pain patches.
Yes.
And then also on painkillers.
Yes.
I mean, doctors didn't give a fuck, right? They were just a hand or whatever, right? She was fucking drinking red sauce, right? So during one of her, when she was on the uppers, I got her to write down wee notes of funny stories.
You didn't
stories.
Get me to write them, Marty.
Well,
I got
her
really,
I know, but you were saying them. Oh, mate, there's a couple of whoppers here. So what about this one? This is a good one. Give us your best impressions right now.
I'm not doing impressions.
You will.
I wasn't doing impressions.
Do
no, I won't.
You will. Play the
no,
game.
No, I won't. No, I won't.
Give me Obi-Wan Kenobi. That's so current because they're doing a new show of that on Disney.
I know they are.
So the Obi-Wan Kenobi line that I want to give you now.
What you're going to say. I want to be a Jedi.
I don't do a great Obi-Wan Kenobi. I don't do a great Alec Guinness. But I want to give it. So you want to be a Jedi.
So you want to be a Jedi.
Why is it so bad?
I'm doing no more.
And then, let me see.
You.
You will, hang on.
No,
I'll do,
I won't.
Hang on, there's one. Let me think. I want to think of another. No, what's another Obi-Wan line that's good? Strike me down, Darth.
No, I'm not saying that.
And I shall become more powerful than you can possibly imagine.
No,
that's
I'm
actually
not saying
not
that. I wouldn't know. I wouldn't even know that
strike
line.
Strike me down, Darth. Go on.
No, I'm
strike
not
me down,
it.
Darth.
No, I'm not saying it. I told you I'm not saying it.
Be fun. Go on. Strike me down,
so
Darth.
Everybody that watches this can laugh at me. There's
absolutely.
People that know me.
There's people that know you. You've been popped a few times.
I was speaking to a lady the other day who phoned me about something else and started to say her son was watching this as he was eating his dinner and she heard my voice.
Give them what they want. They want to see your slow descent, Sheila, in the madness.
I know. Sure, that has happened years ago, son.
Give me,
I wouldn't be sitting here.
Oh, what about this one? These are not the droids you're looking for. You can do that one.
And who says that?
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Alec Guinness. Played by Alec Guinness. Well, it doesn't sound like Alec Guinness to me.
Well, fuck you. You're going to critique. I said I don't really do a great one.
No, I know you don't.
Go on, give us...
What did you say again, I have to say?
These aren't the droids you're looking for.
These aren't the droids you're looking for. That's very good.
That's so bold. One other.
In my head, it sounds right.
Give me. What Arnie line would you go for? I need. She's straight in. Doesn't want to do Alec Guinness. I go, what Arnie line would you go for to Kev? She's giving it hasta la vista. Yeah, hasta la vista.
Hasta la vista.
Baby. Unbelievable. It's like having the former governor of California right here. What's your favorite Arnie line? I just like acting them, but not actually saying lines. I just like going,
"Dah!" You remember, I told you I'd kill you last.
Oh, yeah. I lied. Yeah.
That's good.
I like that.
Well, I'm not going to say that because I don't
I'm trying to think of other good impressions. What impressions?
Get to the chopper.
No?
He says okay. Not Alec Guinness.
Alec Guinness. Do you know what we do? I call him Arnold. I call Kev Arnold when he takes the bins in. Arnold super neighbor. But like I just text him and be like, are you gonna be Arnold today? So I never want to do it. I'm trying to think of what other impressions have I got in the bag. I have a couple of good impressions in the bag. I can do a good mag loop at a ghost is liebling. Save some room for later. I do a good mag loop at a frog loop from Willy Wonka. I'm trying to think what other good impressions I have.
But has anybody else ever told you that they're good impressions in your head? Yes, you think they are?
No. Hold on.
No.
That's like fucking mag loop is in the room out there.
Aye. Take you to the tuition room as a
Mate, fucking all of The Rock. I can do a one-man show of The Rock. Have we talked about this?
If I had known that, I'd
drive a Volvo,
in the house.
A beige one.
You could have done this one-man show on your own.
It's fucking unbelievable. Give me this. I lead a very uneventful life. I drive a Volvo, a beige one.
Kieran, I would never remember that those lines.
That's not even that long.
It is long. It's too long for me.
Sean Connery, my blueprint was in my head. Go on. Please give me that and then I'll fuck up.
My blueprint's in my head too.
God, bore me. But what was I going to say?
So you want me to talk about something that was on the notice and I'll tell them that story.
What story? What one?
When we were married first, when we got
I'm not a political
flat.
Person.
No, this is not. I'm not saying anything political.
You will be.
I won't be because okay. I won't finish the story. Right.
So you're getting a half a story. Okay.
No, you're not getting a half a story. You're getting the good part of the story.
Go on, okay.
Right? We got a new apartment. It's called a flat in those days, but we'll let on. We were very upmarket.
And a flatment.
Yeah. And I'm not even going to say where it was, so I'm not being political.
Monkstown. Go on.
And we painted the living room two different colours, which people did in those days. This is 1971, right?
We should talk a wee bit
and
about
I
some
said
of your decorating,
to Jim,
by the
no,
way.
Well, this is my decorating. I said to your daughter.
What colours did you paint it?
I actually forget.
Right.
I actually do forget. I know one of them was like a maroony colour. I can't remember the other one, but I said to him, if you mix, because we had some left over, right? And I said, what colour would you get if you mixed the two of those together? And he goes, green, why? Well, I was just asking. They got them out to work, right? And so I mixed a wee bit of it and I put it on the wall. And then I mixed another wee bit and I put it on the wall. And then I mixed another wee, and it was 40 shades of green. Because nobody, right? And then I looked at it and I went, oh shit, he's going to kill me when he comes in. Because and it was in the bathroom, right? So, and mind you, I'm up on the standing on the bath. The baby will be 6 weeks old, you know? So anyway. Then I remembered when I would have watched my daddy couldn't paint, my mum would have painted. She would have put a wee bit of water in to make the
paint spread.
Yes. Now, obviously, it was the emulsion paint,
right,
not
yeah.
gloss paint, right? So I looked at the walls and I thought, maybe I could blend those together. So I got a bucket of water and, and I painted over the grey. And this thing all around down the walls, right?
This is actually a wonder that you lived.
It was a wonder. Well, he just laughed because
what else is there to fucking do at that point?
After 30 years, he made it.
And he laughed as he lifted the knife. Like, what's he? Only himself, because he's never going to teach you.
Well, So I can't finish the story because it would be political.
Fucking finish it.
Well, 6 months later, they asked us very politely to leave.
Politics.
And your daddy said, that's good because that bathroom is going to give somebody the shits when they walk in it. So that's what we left
let's
behind.
Let's just delve in, though, a wee bit into some of your decorating, right?
Oh, I know what this is coming. I know this is coming.
There's two things that are coming here that you probably can predict.
The one that I'm going
to... Have you ever heard this noise in your house? It could mean that Ma Bartlett is in the hall ripping wallpaper off with no plan of what she's going to do. She was on the phone one day and just... puts her finger in under a bit of wallpaper. You know where wallpaper gets dry and it starts to just come off a wee bit at a skirting board or at the edge. And if I'm right, was this a wee bit? This was in the days when there was a wallpaper, a border, and then another wallpaper. 90s, right? Why have one wallpaper on the wall when you can have three, right? Why have one pattern that hurts your eyes when you can fucking send yourself into a fit? Anyway, so... There was three wallpapers. And did you go in just above the border, was this?
Yes, I was sick looking at it.
Just above the border.
I was sick looking at it.
And just goes in the middle of a phone call. This is the fucking biggest room in our house, like, in terms of wall space. Oh.
Awkward wall space.
Meanwhile, just a pain in the fucking hole if you're going to paper
it. You think you were going to paper it? Who was going to paper it? Your daddy?
Jim papered it. Who picked up all the fucking scrapings?
Oh, God,
Muggins.
Aye.
Muggins.
God help
while
me.
Kevin Deggy got to fucking play with squirty bottles and scrape it off. I'm walking around. I learned to make...
Sure, they were my favourite. You forgot to say that.
I learned to make tea and coffee that weekend. That's what I remember.
Did you?
I fucking did. Dad taught me how to make coffee.
Okay.
He was Kieran Sonnenway, make me a cup of coffee. I went, I don't know how. And he was like... For fuck, and
that
we went
just showed
in.
You. That just showed we you the wee precious baby you were.
I was
you
fucking
didn't know how
six or
get
something.
You large, you weren't six.
I was about seven.
That bit, we only moved to the house when you were five. I didn't rip off paper 2 years later.
I was about
you were
eight.
Probably
about
nine
eight.
Or ten, and you couldn't make a cup of coffee. You never had to.
Do you know what?
Because you're a wee precious boy.
Well, he's fucking made up for
it
since then. Don't drink
it. Leave the child alone.
Yes,
let
fucking leave.
Play
exactly.
With his muscle man.
Leave. Absolutely. Let the child play with his muscle, man.
Mm-hmm.
The only toys that survived the fucking ladder and hammer of Declan and Kevin.
Oh, God help you.
Because they wouldn't melt quickly enough.
And your jack-in-the-box.
Don't even talk to me about that fucking jack-in-the-box. I'm not over that. Got a jack-in-the-box for Christmas when I was three? Four?
No.
Three?
Aye, three.
Got a jack-in-the-box. Didn't work.
It didn't work, and what
didn't
happened?
Santa
on Boxing
Night,
Santa came back and changed it for a
Which,
new one.
Again,
so, I mean, I think
again,
that was brilliant.
Like other Santa stories, like that one,
careful.
It just makes you believe. Like, I believe.
He did come back.
I believed that happened until I was well into my 20s. There you go. I can't remember how the fuck we're going. Yes, you're decorating. Right?
Right, so the other story is...
Oh, no, hold on.
Oh, no,
what's
you
the
tell
other
it then.
What's
no,
the
no,
other
no,
one?
You tell it because you can tell it better.
I can't,
because
I was there.
Really, uh-huh.
I was there whenever you and Jim were away
flying kites
in England,
uh-huh.
Right? Me and Kev...
For about the first
Maul
time
Bartlett,
in our lives, we left just on your own.
You had us. Ma Bartlett. I'll not apologise for being born. Ma Bartlett.
I'll not apologise for my mistakes either.
Ma Bartlett. Rinsed. I'm rinsed. There's no answer to that. Ma Bartlett purchased these rolls of wallpaper for the living room, right? It looked like a fucking... Now, it was... So, if it's like that wide, like an orangey... Do you know the sort of colour it was? Like a fucking Solero, wasn't it? Mm. It was like a Solero, and it would sort of... It was like a streak of colour down, and then a wee bit lighter here, but like all sort of orangey, yellow, goldy... Anyway,
I think I must have been on those tablets when I bought it.
You must have been
on
something.
I will say that.
Right.
I bought it because it was in the paper mill in Andersonstown and it was a lot and it was cheap and that's why I bought it. Okay, so there's my confession. Bless me, Father, for I've
that's
said
how, it. That's how Michelangelo decided what he was going to put on the ceiling of Sistine Chapel.
I tried to lie on my
I was in the paper
the
mill and the loads of these pre-Raphaelite colours and I just decided, right, anyway. So... Leaves a load of this wallpaper there with what I would describe was
a hint.
A strong hint that when she goes away over the Halloween break that it had better be fucking stripped and repapered by she gets back or it's going to be a row, right? So Kev and I, sorry, this that hint was only really given to him because I didn't even fucking know. I think, sweet, we're going to have the time of our lives this week, right? And I remember Kev going, right, we need to get this done here. See scraping off the wallpaper that was in the living room. Do you remember that? It was like hell
spot
on earth.
Spot welded to the wall.
It was fucking spot welded
to the wall.
It was a fucking nightmare, right? Anyway, so it took far longer
everything
than I thought.
Everything about your life, son, right, really? It's been a nightmare when you listen to this.
Took a long time to get this wallpaper off. We got it off. We repapered. Also not great, but we got it done. The place was fucking shining. We did a good job. I mean, not great in terms of, like, that paper. There was a couple of times where it sort of ripped and all. It was just fucking melting, right? We got it done anyway. Eventually get it done, right? Place is fucking shining. We had about 2 hours to ourselves before they came home. I do know this about that week. In the dishwasher, of all the dirty dishes that me and Kev had that week, there was one fork. Everything out. Like, we used one fork the whole time they were away. Anyway, unbelievable.
Means they had cut noodles the whole time we were away.
No, it doesn't. That would mean we were sharing a fork. No, we were eating pizza and chips and shite. It's great. Anyway.
On a fork?
We used one fork, right, the whole time they were away for like a week. That was a great time. We lived like true slobs that week. Anyway, they come back. Dad comes in. Oh, Jesus. It's lovely. Great job, lads. Great job. Thanks, Father. Ma Bartlett comes in and goes, what's up? That's nice that there, isn't it, Jim? Oh, that's a great job, isn't it? Looks good. Doesn't look the way up the way I thought it was gonna be. I'm not over it.
Nice. I know I said it was nice, and I know I've always said is that nice is a nothing word.
Nice is a nothing
it's
word.
It's a nothing word. Right? It was bloody awful looking. Right?
Well, the good news
Within
is we got
weeks,
the paint
it
over.
It was painted over, wasn't it?
Yeah, which
you
means...
You know what? Instead of such a good job, it has been painted over ever since. It has never come off the wall.
Which means...
Spot welded.
Means when somebody eventually does go to fucking... Yeah, they'll be there all week.
But I'll not ask you, Karen.
Don't.
No,
don't
I'm not
ask
going
me.
To ask you. I'll,
you know what the answer will be. Here's one last bit of decorating. One last bit of decorating. I don't know if you remember this. I do. Because I'm also
so
not
do remember
over.
Everything.
Oh, I remember this. Good.
Written it down somewhere.
So I was away for a few days somewhere. Can't remember where.
Flans Kate. That's what you said
away.
We were doing in
Sheila,
England.
I was away volunteering.
Volunteering, I know. That,
my time
yes.
to help children who wanted to hear music. So anyway, I was playing with a band. So I was away. We had a few gigs. I was away doing gigs. And when I came back, There was a bed settee in my room up in the loft, which had been moved out of the loft. And in the process of that, all my scale models were destroyed, Sheila. My World War II diorama destroyed.
It wasn't me, did it?
Oh. Well, it was a bed settee. He just went, I'm going to fucking just fall here. Bed settee thought I'll walk down them stairs, did it? Who lifted it? You and Arlie?
No, Arieling and me lifted it up. I don't know who lifted it out. Because Arieling says she ruptured her spleen that I had to
Kev?
Get it in.
Oh, sorry.
Oh,
we're
listen
getting,
to who it was.
We're getting confessions here from Kev. I've been blaming her
who
for this.
Who asked you to do it, your daddy?
You,
not me.
You asked me to do it.
Bloody
you
sure
me
I didn't.
You didn't even ask.
My shit got broke. I'm not over it. Anyway, tell me this. And tell me no more. Have you any thoughts on Boris being kept in as Prime Minister?
I have lots of thoughts about Boris being kept in as Prime Minister, but sure, who the hell else is it going to put in? They're all a crowd of self-serving people, right? That's all they are. And it's all, I don't even want to talk about it. I'm so angry at the whole thing.
Have you had any nice food recently? I'm trying. Right.
You're going broad now. Why? Because Boris has given out free dinners to people.
No.
Over
is
the
it?
Summer. The children that are entitled to free dinners. Is that what you're getting at?
No.
That's all right. Well, don't. We said we weren't talking.
No,
saying
have you got
you
any?
You said you weren't talking.
That's
political.
Why I literally said, have
what
you had
you
any nice food recently? It's got nothing to do with Boris Johnson. I'm on to the next question.
Are you only getting nice food in my house?
What have you had? What did you have today?
Nothing, because it was coming down here, wasn't it?
Oh, my God.
Because I thought there would be biscuits
there
going,
was a
but
fucking...
there was
none. Oh, fine. Let's...
I'm not eating those. I don't like digestives, and I'm not eating fake count or biscuits.
You're at least sampling
them. No, I'm not.
Listen, you come on my podcast. My roof. Stan's roof, but it's my rules. This is the next round of the Biscuit World Cup.
There's a present from the production team for you in the bag.
Intrigue. Oh my god. This might go well on a digestive. Biscoff spread. Have you had this?
Not spread, I've had the biscuits. I'm ailing. That's what she showed me early night in the place she's staying at.
Right, hang on.
The hat left out for her. Pardon?
I'm a that's excellent, yeah. I'm a peeler. Fuck me, I'm not sharp, but you can tell how this fucking gig's gonna go tonight. That was sitting right in front of me.
Do you want me to tell them about Fiona when she was away? Did you want me to that was, right? Are we okay for time?
No.
Right. Where we lived when Fiona was small, she's the eldest.
Do you want a bit of Biscoff?
No, thank you. And there was a back square, sort of all the houses backed onto this one square.
You can have the crumbly one.
Fiona was about three. Beautiful summer's night, and there was all the kids out playing, and they're all screaming and having the best of fun because there was quite a big frog jumping from one garden to the other. She came running in. Could she get her bucket and spade because we're going to catch this frog, right? So they had a bit of sport. And she comes, goes to the head.
Sorry, they had a bit of sport.
Are you
fucking Mark Twain,
egg?
Are you? There was a bit of sport on the Mighty Mississippi. A bit of sport.
If I was talking like Mark Twain, if I had a bit of straw hanging out of my mouth.
They had a bit of a gig, had a bit of fun. They had a bit of a laugh. It's not even Mark Twain, it's fucking Dickens. The children enjoyed the sport. Oh my God. Sorry, go on. I have to call you out on shit.
I don't know whether I should tell the rest of the story now or not.
Because I want to definitely try this. Go ahead.
So the next day we went down to visit my mommy and daddy. And they were sitting right in the back garden. And I said to Fiona, tell Rhonda what you were doing last night.
Sorry. This is a great time. Go
on. Do you want me to tell this story or you just want to sit and talk about this?
Both.
Tell Rhonda what you were doing last night. She said no. No, tell Granda. No, it's bold. It's not bold, tell Granda. No, you'll smack me. I said, I won't smack you. Tell Granda. So she sat down on the deck chair and she goes, well, there was this fucking big frog.
What age was she when she said
it? She was three. She'd heard the other kids shouting. It was a... Right? She went, and Daddy goes to me, don't you say one more to that child. You talked her into saying it.
Yeah. That's brilliant. Mate, this is a great time. You sure you don't want a wee bit of that? Well, I've just absolutely snogged.
I know that,
But,
no, it's all right. I don't like digestive biscuits or suggestive biscuits, my daddy would have
called. You only have to eat a wee bit of it and mark it out of 10 with a spread on it. It's a good eight, like. But you're having to. We should be grating the biscuit on the biscuit, shouldn't we?
But the biscuit.
Because that's a gum.
No.
See, they're a bit boring, aren't they?
They're dry. They're too dry. Right?
Mm.
So.
A 7. It's a well made biscuit, though. What would you give it out of 10?
It is a good biscuit, but it's only. It's nice with a cup of tea.
What would you give it out of 10? On some.
6.
Right.
What would you give it with the
Biscoff? It's like an 8.
Just the way he was talking, you thought it was a 15, wouldn't you? This is it. You'd have thought you'd, you know, your Eureka moment. Oh, yes! 8. 1 mark bigger.
See if there's any sleeper cells out there listening. Click on the action now and murder this. Will someone rid me of this priest? Who was that? Someone said that. The king said someone rid me of this priest.
I think
priest.
It was about Thomas...
Thomas Becket?
Thomas of Becket. Mm. I think it was... Or what's the other? Cranmore? It
was
Thomas
Becket.
Of Becket.
Yeah.
Wasn't he the one was murdered in the church, in the cathedral?
Yeah. I mean, the Richard Burton played him, and I just remember the movie's called Becket, so...
But not saying properly who it was then.
Probably not.
That'll be the very man.
Yep. You ready to get stuck into the fucking 90s, are you?
Jesus, I don't like mint biscuits, so he can read it with you. I'm not eating mint biscuits. I don't like them.
That'll determine the rating then, won't it?
No, because if I just don't like mint biscuits, it doesn't say that isn't a good mint biscuit.
That's shit. Go on. Just take a wee bite of it. Participate. You've come all this way and waited for an hour.
I know I did.
You know, you might as well participate.
I'd have had plenty more to say if I hadn't had to wait so long.
See, if there was a fucking riot going in the 80s, you should have participated.
No, I wouldn't. No, I never did. So go away.
Go away! Go away!
Well...
I know you didn't. I just, like, wind you up. It's fine.
Mate. Participating in a riot. God's sake, I would have been too afraid.
She was too afraid. She just would have sent the 8 of us out. So get out there, get into that. Left them halfers. Fuck them. Out of 10. Go on. Given that you don't like them as well.
No, if I'm being honest.
I don't think I'm going to bite it. Money you can go ahead with.
If I'm being honest, it is a nice biscuit if you like mint biscuits.
Right, but what would you give it out of 10?
Well, suppose we'd have to give it... If it had Biscoff on it, I'd give it an 8.
Fuck you.
But seeing it's mint, I'll give it a... See, I don't want to be... I don't want to be...
Well, look at it this way. This is a genuine question, right? I'd probably give out like a 6.
If I saw them sitting in a shop half price, I wouldn't buy them. Because I don't like mint biscuits.
If you saw
but
these, right.
If it was in the 80s and yous were all in the house and
four
I had
packets.
To feed all yous children,
I know, yeah.
Right? I would have had a...
When you had to send biscuits into us and we were all in the cash for being in the red.
He's talking like... He was born in more than halfway through the 80s. You know nothing about it, sit there. When the rest of us were struggling, you knew nothing about it.
When the rest of us
you were
struggling.
Sitting in your wee white snowsuit and your
Who
wee
dressed
white
me like this?
Your Aunt Nancy, not me.
Amazing. Amazing. Aunt Nancy. She was good crack. If you like crusty old hers, anyway. R.I.P. Now, that's not nice. She's not even here. Like, fuck. Anyway, do you know who Aunt Nancy was? See, in our family, see on like Boxing Day when you want to sit and play with your toys and wait on your fucking repeated Christmas dinner. Do you know what Aunt Nancy was doing? Taking you to the fucking freezy cold beach.
You need to go down to Crawfordge Barn to get the coffee. You'd only been in the house 6 hours.
What a scundering bitch. Do you know what she got me for my communion? A fucking paperweight. I still have it. A holy paperweight with a chalice on it. I'm not over that, like... Who gives a 7-year-old a fucking paperweight?
Aunt Nancy.
Do you know the only other present that I wasn't a present, this was a prize. I won this. I went to a quiz whenever I was in first year in Aquinas. And it was a cross-community quiz. Have I talked about this on this podcast? I don't think I have. It was a cross-community quiz. We were teamed with a couple of people from Inst. So it was a first year from Aquinas and a second year from Aquinas, teamed with a first year from Inst and a second year from Inst, right? Cross community, all round knowledge lords, right? Went into this quiz, won it, then went to the next round, smashed it, right? Smashed it.
Go on, now tell them what your prize was, come on.
Second prize, by the way, was vouchers. I'd have fucking taken that, so I'm going, fuck first prize. It's going to be something. Something class. And this happened to me again. I want a Hewlett-Packard personal organizer. A digital personal... See, when you're 11, do you know what you don't have? A personal life. So you have nothing to organise. Like, what appointments am I having when I'm 11? Oh, better schedule in here, because soccer AM's on Saturday. Like, you have nothing. Why do I need to know the fucking time in Hong Kong? Bollocks. It was fucking...
But what was the plaque bollocks. You won?
Oh, I was for a quiz in P7. You're going to talk to me about that plaque? I didn't want that plaque.
You took it. You brought it home.
I took it. I was told to take it. Fucker. I literally went...
From the RUC.
It was from the RUC. It
I
was from the RUC.
Saying,
it was
across. You wanted me to put it in a pretty place.
You are talking.
Window.
You are talking to
come on,
a
people,
three-time.
Can you see what my son's been doing?
I'm a three-time cross-community quiz champ, and I will not apologise for that. All right. I went to a quiz. I was teamed up. You're such a wee dick. I went to a quiz when I was in St. Colman's. We were teamed up with Lisburn Central. I'm gonna say so again. A P6 and a P7 from our school, and a P6 and a P7 from their school. We fucking won it. Right, won this thing, and it was called Top of the Form, and the trophy had a fucking big RUC badge on it. The agreement was just signed. I remember going, I'll be worth something someday because they're changing the fucking name. Ha ha, I don't want it. It's from the police. You're taking that. You're taking that prize. Maul Bartlett.
You were homeless?
Went out.
You were homeless? How did I say you were taking it?
We fucked it at Tony Blair's motorcade. We should have. No, seriously.
Where is it? Have you still got
somewhere
it?
In your house, probably.
I see. See who held on to it.
Somewhere
for you.
In your house.
I held
not my house.
For you. Just for proof.
I'm not going to apologise for fucking smashing quizzes. I just don't like it.
I was only saying, we
here's
started
time,
this
though.
Podcast today by saying we're not getting political.
Here's another
you're
thing,
the one
though.
Started bringing
why,
it up.
Why are the second prizes always better? Would you hear us? See, whenever, and this, in fairness, this isn't second prize, but see, in our school, for prize given, like after GCSE, I was told that I did well in technology and drama, and I could pick. They didn't want to give, like, and this happened with a couple of people who did well in multiple subjects. You just picked one so that there was a spread of prizes, so it wasn't like you're getting two prizes. And I went, well, I think I did best in drama, so I'll have the drama prize. See, the other prizes that people got were like HMV vouchers or like fucking Pizza Express vouchers or something like, right? Do you know what I got? A book about Japanese theatre. Dog shit!
Right, talking about prizes, and this will have to do is because I know you're pushed for time today.
No, Sheila, you take all the time you
talking
need.
Talking about prizes, this really happened to my father.
Dementia, was it?
No, I was looking at that cup over there. I was just looking at the badge on it.
Why have badges on it?
Just looking.
Oh, it looks vaguely like a police thing.
Doesn't it? Very, yeah. Very like it. Anyway.
That's why she looked at my prize when I came in through
father,
the door at 11.
My father.
Oh, it's from Line of Duty.
Remember, didn't it? Can spot it.
She was going to throw a brick at it.
I would bring down Karen's plaque and you can put it up there too.
I fucking beat you to death.
My father was, he was from the Glen Road. So before there was Andersonstown and all that, so the Glen Road was sort of in the country. And they were very much like a parish thing. So they would have had parish sports days. So, and it was a big rivalry between them and Honestown. So Daddy was running in this race and the prize was a leather football for the winner. So he went and he told them what his date of birth was and they said, yes, he was
eligible
to run in the race. So he ran the race and he won it. And he went up for his prize because it wasn't somebody from their own parish. They gave him a cup or something. And he said, no, they didn't give him anything. They said they had looked at his date of birth and he was disqualified because he was too old to run in the race. Right? And he talked about that football even when we were growing up.
This was in the days when you could have caught a football up and used the leather to fix your shoes with.
Sorry. There's Viscount in my lungs.
Did my father get his own back on the top judge? Yes, he did. Many, many years later, Daddy was a conductor on the buses. And he's driving down the road and this wee old man is running for the bus. So Daddy rang the bell for the driver to stop. And he did stop. And your man is running for the bus. And as he approached the back of the bus, Daddy realised that it was the judge from Honestown. And he gave a double ring on the bus and ba-ding, flew ding. On. And he goes, now you can run for something you didn't get. And he loved it.
So you can tell this story one way and go, it's, do you know what it reminds me of? There was a dad got me a wee book. One day we got our hair cut, and then we stopped into there was a car boot sale in like fucking Derriacky in the big car park there.
Yes, at the Rose Garden.
And we got like a couple of books, and one of the books he got was Bill Naughton, The Goalkeeper's Revenge and other short stories. Fucking whopping short story. But it sort of reminds me of that because it's a short story about like a kid who's a goalie, and he sort of gets fucked over when he's a kid, but he gets his revenge years later as a professional. But I'm saying you can tell that bus story in that way, which is what you do, which is like,
or you can say
a long, you know, I'll get you in the long grass, fucker, that kind of story. Or you can just go, one day I saw a lad was running for a bus and the conductor went, ding, ding. You know what I mean?
This is my father we're talking about. You would not have done such things,
I
right?
I know, it's just funny. Daddy, sorry, did we tell the story before? Sorry, because it is really funny. I don't think we did tell before about the shop, about the wee shop in town and what the guy said to him.
About the shop for the blind?
Yes. This is so Belfast.
See,
I love this.
I was going to tell that story and... Because Daddy wouldn't have seen the outcome of that old man. That old man, like, was in his grave and didn't know that he didn't get that bus because
no,
Daddy
no,
it's was
just,
getting his
that's
own
what
back
I'm
on
saying
him.
It is. It's
he was
good.
Also standing in the town one day, and this guy, a visitor to the city, came and said to him, could he direct him to the Reverend Ian Paisley's church?
Not political.
And Daddy put him on a number 56 for like a needle. That when he got to the church with the two big green spires, that's where he had to get off.
Which
so
is
he sent him to Ardoin. Right? Now, he didn't see
funny.
The outcome of that, but he got a great kick out of
yeah,
doing
that's,
it.
I mean, basically, it's very Fight Club. My granddad's like farting in people's soup and doesn't care if they taste it. Like, you know what I mean?
The other thing about the shop in town was at the back of the City Hall where they were going to build that George Best hotel that never
Well, that's
happened.
A controversial thing. And
there
that
used
might
to be... Sorry, there used to be a work... An outlet shop for
arts and crafts made by blind people.
By the blind people. There was a blind people's workshop on the Shankill Road where these people were people who had no sight or poor
for
sight.
For blind people.
For poor sighted people too.
Right. Their arts and crafts were slightly better. Go ahead.
Now, so you're going to tell us all wrong.
I'm not.
They would have had like basket chairs for kids. Like, I remember when me and Daddy bent one of the chairs for my young sister.
All I'm saying is,
right.
I wouldn't tell any of those
details.
It
was always lit up at night to show you the great work these people did.
So
that's where Daddy
where
was
going.
Waiting to take his bus.
Right.
And this man came along. And he said to Daddy, isn't it absolutely wonderful the great work those people can do? Daddy agrees with him. Daddy says yes. And he says, well, sure, they always say, you know, if you lose one of your senses, it's bad. You know, you get it in other ways. And he says to Daddy, it must be a terrible, terrible affliction. And Daddy's agreeing. Daddy goes, it is indeed. He says, like, what I mean, mister, he says, when you're blind, you can see fuck all.
I love that. That's so...
The man wasn't saying it like, God help
yeah.
him.
No, but that's
you know,
so that's so
it
Belfast.
It is friggin' brilliant.
That's so Belfast.
It is brilliant.
It reminds me of those, like the sort of humour of Crawford Howard. It's that type of thing.
You got me to curse and everything today.
Are you fucking handing me your biscuit? Go through.
No, there it is there. Just so we clean it up.
You.
Right.
Right.
Are we winding this up
that's
today?
No, you're winding me up, Sheila. I'll host, sure, right?
Oh, excuse
Thanks
me.
Thanks for... Thanks for joining us on this.
Us. Thanks
highly
for joining us, my mother and myself.
Isn't that what I just said? Thanks for joining us.
Did you just... I could have been anybody.
Thanks
for
joining
my mother.
Thank you for joining me, Dr. Kieran Bartlett. and this scotch broth of a woman beside me. You're, do you know what you've become today, Sheila? And I know you'll hate this. A backstreet rowdy.
That's what where she, I was from.
That's
son.
What she would have called. That's what she would have called people she didn't want you to hang around with. Don't you be knocking about with them. They're a load of them out of backstreet rowdies. I was like, backstreet, what?
Well, it took one to know one.
Backstreet's back or late. Anyway, right. Thanks for joining me and Ma Bartlett on this not political episode of No Blasters. I think we talked about the RUC getting kicked out of Monkstown by loyalists. And
I didn't say that.
Sending a Protestant man into a Catholic area. So,
and,
not political.
Oh, and Boris got to be touched.
And Boris as well. Absolutely. Fuck him. Get in the sea, Boris, if you're watching this. I hear he loves No Blasters. So, thanks very much. We actually didn't even have any blasters this week. We just had biscuits.
Well, the blasters enough for me.
Yeah, well, we're going to go now. So, thanks very much. We'll see you on the next one. Ta-da!
Bye!
Oh, no.